Okay, so we're starting Das Shar Shlishi section of Das Torah, Perek Shvi. Akoyish Tel Naldo, the Kone is the circle of mitzvahs. The Sino of Islam is Lahadik Ner Mitzvah. To generate a way that the mitzvah should create a kedusha in the person. It should in some way change him. Tatlo Lenal Haispanam the Darkia Skiel Orator. So now the next step is Orator. Amar Yehuda Marav Kol Parish Midivrei Torah Eish Ochlosa Shechalter Shenemar Rasati Espanai Bohem VeEish Yotzu MeEish Toichlem. So the Persian says Rasati Panai Bohem. Persians is Koyach is they left the Eish, and therefore the Persian will focus on them. The Persian is Eish. The Persian will come and punish them with Eish. Kesser Dimi Amar Biyachanan Kol Parish MeAtz Midivrei Torah Noifel BeGehenim. Person who wanders away from Derech Haskel, from the intelligent path, joins the Kal Refoyim. He will rest in the Kal Refoyim. Ben Refoyim El Gehenim. Shemar Lo Yoda Ki Refoyim Shom Uveim Ke Shol Krueha. Fine. Chazal Megalim Bazet Sheish B'Torah Shtei Bechidus. There are two elements of what you're getting out of Torah. Achas Anikres Eish, Rashniya Seichel. So, real Balabatish, because we're all Balabatim right now, right? Is Torah refines a person's thought process. It adds an intelligence to the person. Torah inspires a person and it impassions him. So there's an Eish and there's a Seichel. So there's a certain amount of clarity which the seichel gives the person. What is the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? What makes sense? What doesn't make sense? It gives him direction. So how the Torah does that for you, we'll talk about that. Okay. So on that, we bring a pasuk. A parish may begin as a seichel shebatara nevel begehenim. So if a person leaves that, he's nevel begehenim. We did took otzim kemish per divrei chazal b'chol mokim and the veras ha-gemora kam. So and with the tremendous precision, chazal tights up the lomdus. Vein refoyim el gehenim. Klomer. So what does the word refoyim over here means? Those who hold loosely to something. A parish with derech haseichel shebatera noifel berifyon. Berifyon zem mivir liday he other mitzias muchlut shekain zoyim ahusa shel gehenim. So gehenim is the total absence of existence. That's the greatest pain of gehenim. Let's just explain that for a second. The greatest desire that a person has is to exist. We spoke about this multiple times, right? The person wants to exist. The people who were, you know, were being killed in the Holocaust, you know, the final desire was at least don't forget us. We should know that we exist. They want to have some element of that. Death is a death which a person has forgotten. It doesn't. It's like it never existed. That's the biggest pain that a person has. Why is it that we have that desire? Because the best we don't exist. The Bereshit exists, we don't exist. The Bereshit gave us this appearance of existence, and we perceive ourselves that we exist, but we know deep down that that's not really true. So we're going to address that one of two ways. We're going to address that by saying, well, if I connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, whose real existence, then I'm really going to exist. I'm going to be part of Him. So I remove the barrier to myself and Kadosh Baruch Hu, I get existence. The problem is, the Yetzer comes along and says, that's not existence, that's the opposite, that's negation. I'm being without to myself, and all of my attitudes, feelings, desires, plans, goals, ideals, everything, to submit to the Word of God. So that's like your mamash don't exist. So the way you exist is by giving independence and deciding for yourself. So all the Rishon said, listen, you either listen to God and you're not going to really exist, or if you're Yisrael Kim, you're going to become like a God yourself because you're going to forge your own path. That's the Yetzer Hara's sales pitch. I want to exist, so let's do it. The problem is, the result is that you don't exist because you can't, it doesn't work. So the person that after 120 years comes to Shemayim and we say, you know what, you really did a great job, you really connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, now you exist, you've accomplished, right? The guy goes out the other door, sees what he could have been, and the pain of that, the pain of not choosing that, and the result being that you don't have that, is the greatest anguish that the neshama could ever feel. So the yesod of Gehenna is that anguish that you end up with zero. As much as you did, so eventually the person goes to Gan Eden, as much as you didn't, there's this process of going through that anguish, which is the process of burning off, as it were, that part of your being, and the part of the being which did connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu will eventually go to Yad Yitzchak. So Gehenim is the Mahus Shel Gehenim is Hader Metzias Mukhlat. So the process of that is through Rifyon. Rifyon is, right, Rashi says in multiple places, Rifyon is the lack of holding on to something. What you're holding on to is a Kodesh Baruch. So I need to jump over this very big void, this very big abyss. So I hold on to the coattails of the one who can take me across that void, so I make it. If I let go, or I hold on loosely, and I end up falling, so I have nothing. So Rifyon is the process of not holding on. This is one of the during the war, one of these Nisim, which happened to people which don't make sense of Peter Achateva, that there was one point where they had to jump over this major gap to get away. And so it was like a Talmud Chacham, and it was like a Rebbe and a Chassid, etc., whatever it was. So the Rebbe jumped across, the Chassid held on to the Rebbe, and they jumped across together because the Rebbe schlepped them across. So he asked the Rebbe afterwards, "How did you get across?" He says, "I held on to the coattails of all of my ancestors. They pulled me across." Right? You can't make it across without holding on to something. So the Rifyon is that letting go. So Rifyon represents the process of being Mevarer, the Seichel. What he's saying right now is the process of getting the clarity to understand what is right and what is wrong. That's the process of holding on. If you don't have that, by definition, you're not holding on tightly enough that you're going to make it. A Seichel who knows him and sees the who chazek v'takiv v'darker. The Seichel is a clarity. It's a reality. Miyad im hafsakas averes haseichel near yehadam refei oinim umasubik beinyonov. As soon as you do the seichel is not processing, so you develop a weakness. You don't have a clarity anymore. Loch ra lomatora. He has no way to decide. He has no clear direction to go. Vein lo oim metzias ruchnias. So he loses his metzias ruchnias. Oh, yes, it grew worse. Adam near Chazak with Takif Bekayim, the Loy Seichel, Resonus with Dimiranus, Malikim, or Sayshava, Bederk Libra. So now that he's confused, he feels confident in a different path, which is clearly going to lead him to nothing. Okay. Abachinazush, Batara Omru, Kalaparish, Atme Divitara. So Kesechulu, Biodeno, Lachaskoi, Ulishamish, Bekayach, Machshava, Tomid. So that's up. It's up to us. Atzma. It's within our ability, and I choose not to. So that's that part. So it doesn't say parash atzma. Parash atzma means I could do it, and I pull back. The other one is you end up being parish from the eish. the bechina of Eish of the Torah. But that only is they call it a pol yotze. That's a secondary result of if you put yourself in connection to the Torah with the seichel, with using all of your abilities to do so, the Torah will affect you. So if you don't do that, the Torah doesn't affect you. But that's not that you're a parish yourself. You have no power to generate that effect. Okay, now what is the punishment? The nature of fire is that it goes up. So ruchniyish ba'oitzma kazoitz, it's a tremendous amount of spirituality. Shagam kerchas aguf shayfim leruchniyis bashba osa bebechinas kamal lechabasori. So eish is a kedusha which puts into the person that even the physical part of the person wants to go up, wants to be raised up. My parish will begin to teach the Torah, Eish Ochlosa. So the punishment is fire consumes him. Eish Ochlosa, who Yotze, Sheish Kurdish, Amakadesh, Zveno Chelos. There's a fire which doesn't consume. The Snei, Eno Ukol. That's the fire of Kedusha. Mukarma Bo, Eish Acheris. Achelos, so Heres is Ada Yasoi. There's another Eish which destroys. How's that play on a person? Gam Taivas with Yitzorah Mehinam Eish. There's a tremendous fire power to Taiva and Yitzorah. Chachos Ruchni Matsumim. They're tremendously powerful. Ulam Yosim Shaltim Aladim the Loy Schools of the Loy Terror. Eish Veisha Zochus Shinish Rebeneim. Gam Taivas Kadesh is the Zavas Eish Kadesh. Loy Zochu Eish Ataiva Echalta. Rabbi Eish Yotzu, Eish Toichleim Nervoyim. They left the Eish of Torah, therefore the Eish of Taiva will overcome them. A moshul where you see this. Is in the world of addiction. Right? The way the science understands the world of addiction is that there are certain processes in the brain, certain chemicals which an action which is done creates a desire for something, and each time it's done it generates that desire to the point where that becomes such an overwhelming push on the person, even though he says he doesn't want to do it, he does it because the allure of those chemicals in the brain is so powerful that he quote unquote can't control himself. So you get that there's something which is consuming him. I don't want to do it. I plan not to do it. I promise I'm not going to do it. The next thing I know, I do it. So the Hapach of David HaMelech, he says that So David HaMelech says the Medrash, hey, I only plan today when I'm taking care of this thing, that thing, that's maybe it's better sitting and learning. And the person who's Chashavti Derechai, like I told you, the Meister Rishtaim with the Yigaman, in Bnei Brak, and got somebody introduced him to drugs, and they became addicted to drugs. So he's talking to Rav Steinman, and he says, I have a limited amount of money. My family's starving. So I go to the store, out of my house, go to the store to buy bread for my family. And I end up in Tel Aviv buying drugs. I don't want to do that. I want to feed my family. But next thing I know, I'm in Tel Aviv buying drugs. So Steinman says, if you don't want to go, don't go. Okay? So, he had no idea. to explain to him. So this is David HaMelech's medrash in the other direction. That's the Eish.
His wife should go shopping.
What?
His wife should go shopping.
Yes, that's obviously true. Right? Right? That would be the practical solution for this problem. He shouldn't get the money. But right, that's the Eish we're talking about. One part is that the goof becomes so Kodesh that Poshet it's shy for Rukhni. So all the Keshmeres in the world, the end of the day, I'd rather be Beis Medrash. And one is Poshet, there's this something consuming his being. That with all the Keshmeres in the world, he ends up, he can't control himself. She's a Zohu. So the it was a famous Siddish story about the fellow went to the Rebbe for a bracha. That the first thing he does when he gets back home is to get tremendous bracha. He told him, he came back home and he walked on the door and says hello to his wife. He says, you know, give me the money. She started yelling, you don't say hello. And he said back, you know, I need the Rebbe said I should get the first thing to do. Kitzer, the bracha was they ended up having very good fighting with each other. The first thing they did when they walked on the door was fighting. Right? So the you're putting couples which push and consume each other. The desires that they have, they love each other and they want to be mechabed each other and they want to be nice to each other and they want to have a beautiful marriage and they have horrible marriages. You ask them, what do you want? I want a beautiful marriage. So why do you have a horrible marriage? Because I can't control myself. Right? And I have all the plans in the world. This time I'm not going to hit my wife. I'm not going to yell at my wife. I'm not going to do this to my wife. And I say, no, I'm hitting my wife, yelling at my wife, etc. Right? These are the lines that people say. Right? Like, what happened? I can't control myself. So that's the Eish HaKlosan that he's saying. Loizochu, that the Eish HaKlosan. These are tremendously powerful urges in the person, which if you don't find a way to supplement that to the Torah, and the Torah should use that, the result is horrible. Okay.
So you said there's two nekudos though. It happens to get. Do you say one happens first?
Seichel happens first, and then the Eish.
So a person is first punished himself in the Seichel of Torah, or in general?
The punishment of the Gemara, the process would be a process of Prisha from the Seichel. Male, there's no Eish of Torah, and then
you
find the other Eish. So he's going to now, the Malkum Avoida, but he's going to talk about is the Seichel part of it, because that's really the Malkum Avoida. The Malkum Avoida is how do you connect your Seichel to the Seichel of Torah, and how does the Seichel of Torah, purify your Seichel? And then, if you do that, the second one's going to be a Mela. Like you said, the second one is a Pol Yotze. It's an automatic process from the first one. So that's going to focus, which he's going to talk about the next two prokim. I don't hold everyone.